Brothers and sisters, we live in a time where there is a tendency on the part of many nations to focus on their domestic interests and affairs, even at the expense of a more responsible global citizenship. We see this in the recent American election, Brexit, and in our own country, especially in respect of its shrinking overseas aid budget. We see this tendency also in the way many countries reacted to the refugee crisis in Syria and beyond. The fear of the other seems to be a powerful factor which leads many to withdraw from active solidarity to the safety of their own borders, individually and collectively. Yet one of the strongest features of the gospel is precisely the call to overcome fears and take necessary risks for the sake of the kingdom. Jesus consistently teaches and embodies this message in the way that he engages with others. Jesus is a true boundary breaker, a boundary breaker who constantly goes beyond the borders of every kind, geography, nationality, social class, gender. And he affirms the humanity of everyone. In so doing, he invites us to step beyond our fears and to live a life to live life to the full by being all that we are capable of being for others. The parable of the talents, which we have just listened to, reinforces this fundamental message. It's about stepping outside our secure, comfortable, and insular world and engaging with others in active solidarity. It is about using the gifts we have been entrusted with for the common good. This parable insists that watchfulness for the fulfillment of the kingdom must not lead to passivity, but to doing God's given duties. We must be learning, growing, carrying out our responsibilities, and developing the resources that God entrusts to us until he returns and settles accounts. The two servants who multiplied their given talents are commended for their stewardship. But the third is reprimanded because he has not produced the expected results. He's like the rich young man who goes away sad and despondent because he cannot part with his possessions. He has chosen his comfort zone, self-interest, and refused to reach for higher goals. Or he's like that older brother in yet another challenging parable, the parable of the prodigal son. Because in this parable, the elder son seems to behave as a good son, but that being good is only a facade. Scratch the surface and we find a stifled, stagnated, and above all, a small-hearted person. A person who can't even bring himself to rejoice with his younger brother who has returned home. And so he fails the test of faithful discipleship. Pope Francis encourages us to live our Christian life with vulnerable trust. For him, Christian life has little to do with doing the minimum, with complacency and mediocrity. But it has everything to do with taking risks, living with enthusiasm and commitment, our discipleship. We should not be content with status quo, especially that status quo is less than what God wants for us as individual and as a community. If we can detect the direction of Pope Francis's pontificate, I think it has something to do with the movement from security to boldness, from inward looking to outward looking engagement, from preoccupation with our status quo to or safeguarding our privileges to learning to be vulnerable, learning to convey God's compassion to those who are on the edges of society or the church for that matter. The message of the parable today essentially says that we cannot be his disciple and stay put or play it safe like a third servant. Discipleship is a journey that demands courage. It forces us to abandon security in favor of vulnerability, self-interest in favor of passion for the kingdom, compassion for God's poor. Which brings me to today's Sunday for the poor, which Pope Francis is calling on us to observe with concrete actions. He reminds us that service to the poor is an imperative that no Christian, no true Christian may disregard. He says, if we truly wish to encounter Christ, we have to touch his body in the suffering bodies of the poor as a response to the sacramental communion bestowed in the Eucharist. And so, in effect, serving the poor is Eucharistic. And so the Pope continues, the body of Christ broken in the sacred liturgy can be seen through charity and sharing in the faces and persons of the most vulnerable of our brothers and sisters. In our diocese, Catholic organizations like Catholic Care, the House of Welcome, Chisholm Cottage, St. Vinny's, etc. Some of these have already been mentioned through the Catholic Foundation. They are actively carrying out the works of mercy on our behalf. We may do well to support them, or indeed to share their ministry of service to the poor. But each of us is also challenged to encounter and engage with them in a way that is transformative. When we conquer our fear of the other, of their difference, of their dirt, of the hardness of their lives, of the way their very presence convicts us of complicity in this materialistic world, we enter into deeper human solidarity. We encounter Christ as he can be encountered in no other way. Brothers and sisters, as we share in the Eucharist, the sign, the reality of God broken and poor for the love of the world, let us be empowered to offer ourselves. Let us be that broken body of Christ, that blood, that life force poured out for the love of the poor. May we be like those faithful servants who are invited to come and join in the Master's happiness.